2237.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's SACL CAI's toll-free line, and you can also reach us on Skype, which has been the preferred mode of communication for tonight's callers. Skype username is lrn.fm. In fact, we've got folks waiting patiently there. We will continue, of course, to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We were also discussing health care over in the various different single-payer systems, specifically Sweden. And I got a couple more Swedish healthcare nightmare stories to share with you. We can get to those here in a little bit. With you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones, or in this case, Skype, where Abel is online in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Abel.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and it's Julie?
Julia. Julia, what's up?
Julia, sorry. You know, I was going to comment about the taxi situation, but just let me say something about the healthcare thing. I mean, there is no industry that is more regulated by government at every step of the way, every level. I mean, if you come up with some kind of a magic cure, you know, the FDA will take 10 years before you are able to, you know, get it out on the market.
That's if you can afford the, what, $19 billion or whatever ridiculous amount of money it costs to put it
in. You know, it's just idiotic. And people put up with it and they don't get it. It's the, you know, the boiling frogs thing. They add this on, that thing. Oh, this will make people safe. And, you know, and after a while, you know, nothing is safe. Nothing is useful. Nothing works. And it's just idiotic. And then, oh, yeah, well, the government, well, you just let the government completely run it, and then it'll be good.
You know.
But anyways, about the taxis, you know, these guys that have paid these $400,000 fees for medallions, and, you know, they've benefited for whatever number of years they've had them in that restriction of trade.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If it was a free open market on a taxi system in New York City, the schlebs would, filter out, and the good guys would, you know, keep the jobs. And, maybe they should be looking to who stole the $400,000 from them and saying, listen, I've only been able to benefit from this for the last couple of years. I need that money back if you're going to, deregulate.
They're not going to deregulate.
Right. And
the thing haven't they in effect by letting this other guy in?
You mean the Uber company? Just to recap for our listeners, there are ride sharing companies, and there's also Uber, which is a different company that that brings drivers on and then hooks people up via a smartphone app. I don't think the city has made a determination yet on the legal status of this company. This is probably bringing it to their attention, other cities have sued this company, so they're not happy, I'm sure, about this.
So what they're doing is they're hooking up people, you know, just regular folks with their automobile and driving capability with the opportunity to give somebody a ride where they want to go.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically that's, you know, if they're, you know, and we should get away with that. There shouldn't be anything that should keep us from saying, hey, you know, give me $10, I'll give you a ride across town.
That's true. Yeah. There shouldn't be, but in reality, the cops actually do sting operations against jitney cab operators.
So they're gonna sue this guy that's creating this opportunity.
Right, because
people,
it's new, because it's innovative, because it's taking customers and drivers away from these established companies, and they feel like they deserve that business because they've been the ones paying and obeying all this this time. And then this other company comes in and just does business without asking permission from the state. I mean, that's very upsetting to the established business owners.
Of course it is. But but they paid and obeyed because they knew they were going to get a benefit from it.
Thanks for the call. And that benefit is protection from upstarts like this.
That's right.
And Abel, thanks for your thoughts, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. We continue here with Skype, where Jack is on the line. Jack.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Right here. All right. Yeah, I wanted to call in about Roger Christie, that runs the Hawaii Cannabis Ministry here in Hawaii.
Okay.
Okay, not familiar with him.
And, yeah, anyway, he has been running it since 2000, and then in 2010 he got arrested for distributing cannabis out of his ministry by the DEA and
that
has been
sounds
held.
Familiar.
Yeah, he has been held in federal jail on Oahu for 3 years now.
Wow.
Without bail. And the judge says he is a danger to the community. Yeah. And the way I see it, the danger to the community is the judge, the DEA, the people that put him there. He is a very peaceful, nonviolent man. He's helps the community. Everybody likes him. And he was able to do this for quite a few years, and all of a sudden the DEA cracked down on him.
They wanted to be patient in Hawaii, obviously. I mean, you know, it's not like they spend a lot of time out there, right?
Well, now that they've taken this criminal off the streets, Hawaii no longer has any marijuana available across the islands.
Oh, no, it's still here in abundance. There's no problem there. They just wanted to make a issue with him because he was able to do this under
his
ministry.
Because he was openly operating. I mean, he's out there doing his ministry, which he believes has, you know, a sacrament. It was probably the use of marijuana for that. And he's openly distributing cannabis. The government can't just stand by and let that happen or else their legitimacy is threatened. So they'll crack down hard against something like that. It's terrible what they've done to this guy.
Yeah, no, it is. It's awful. You know, here, you know, murderers are able to get bail, and he's not. It's just ridiculous.
So he's been in prison pending trial for 3 years?
Yes, he has. And he is a big-time against cannabis laws. So, you know, they've been keeping an eye on him for a while, but they also gave him permission to run his ministry for many years and never did anything to him. And then, boy, all of a sudden,
whammo-bammo.
They just cracked down.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, the way he was doing it was he was taking donations for his ministry, and he would give cannabis in exchange. Well, I guess they figured he can't do that no more, and and, you know,
what's the difference between the Catholic Church taking in donations and giving wine and crackers?
Oh, yeah, exactly, you know.
That's a felony in most places. I mean, to take money for alcohol without having a government license to distribute it, that's a felony.
Indeed, it sounds just like it.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. And
does he have an attorney? I mean, does he have good representation? I mean, any chance he's going to come out successful in this?
Yeah, he's had a couple of public defenders that have quit on him. He has now an court-appointed attorney. And
that's a public
defender. You can read about him on the lastmarijuanatrial.com. There's all articles and letters he has wrote to the local papers here in Hawaii. And you can get a lot of information off of those that website. So
you said you mean the hyphen last hyphen marijuana hyphen trial.com? Because that's the one that I found here.
Yeah, I think that is it.
Like
I was just on there reading. Yeah. Anyway,
well, I'm glad you brought this to our attention. This is absolutely horrifying, and it's happening, of course, at the same time. They're going to trial, it looks like, according to Wikipedia, going to trial this summer. on these charges. So
after 3 years, it's about darn time.
July 23rd.
Yeah, I mean, they should let this guy go. You're guaranteed the right to a speedy trial in this country, and they do everything.
That's a joke,
dude. It is a joke. It's a sad joke. It's a sad, disgusting joke that these people, these vile serpents that populate the government in the form of politicians or bureaucrats, do whatever they can to circumvent the highest law in the land, and then call themselves advocates of the law.
Jack, thanks for your call. Appreciate the bringing that to our attention here tonight. By the way, that was on Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Also, toll free, 855-453. More coming up. Your thoughts, welcome.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They are totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight, Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And those website features do include archives. So if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, no problem. Click, download, and they are yours. The last 7 days' worth are right there at the top of the page. And then you click into the archive section to go back for years' worth of the show. All of them are free to you. So enjoy at freetalklive.com.
You probably thought at some point or another about getting some food to have on hand in case of some kind of emergency. There's a lot of things to consider when you're going to have food like that. You don't want to just get the regular old canned food to have on hand because you can't store it for as long. And it takes up a lot of space. There's a lot of liquid in there. But, you know, obviously with freezers, the power can go out and there's all kinds of issues. A really great option is the Legacy Premium brand that you can find at food.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with a purveyor of the Legacy Premium brand here in order to bring you the only brand that is 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, 100% artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. The only one that does any of those, the only one that has any kind of concern in those areas is the Legacy Premium brand. And on average, it's about half of the cost of the competition. It's less than all of their competitions, but on average, about half the cost. You'd think with all those options that it tastes like cardboard, but it doesn't. This is really great tasting food. Mm-hmm. It's the best in taste, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's Ian and Mai's opinion after having tried it. But there's no doubt that it's the best in price and storability. It's food.freetalklive.com. Go there. Get the take a look at the specials we've got. We've got the Mega Sampler Pack, and you can go get it. Free shipping on all orders from food.freetalklive.com.
Well, Mark, I can't say it's the best in taste because I haven't tried all of the competition.
The best we've had in taste.
But I really enjoy the product, and for the price, you can't beat it.
Food.freetalklive.com.
So 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Got an email coming up here that I think will tie into this conversation we're having about the marijuana minister or the THC minister. The website that we were just given by our most recent caller is the-last-marijuana-trial.com. It is the site for Roger Christie, who was the THC minister in Hawaii. And some interesting stuff here. Also, the Wikipedia page tells a little bit more about his story, and I think it's worth expressing here. Okay. Because I think this guy's a hero. I mean, we were talking earlier about Rich Paul, who's a friend of the show. He's facing 80 years in prison for allegedly selling some cannabis. And this guy in Hawaii is facing 120 years in prison for allegedly distributing cannabis. I guess it's probably not alleged. He was right out in the open doing this stuff.
Well, we don't know what he was doing precisely. It sounds to me like he was administering religious sacraments.
Sure he was. And I don't doubt that. But it sounds to me like he was administering cannabis, and so there's no doubt about that. He's not denying that he was engaged in sharing cannabis with people. So the story from Wikipedia, this guy was an activist. He was born in 1949, so he's now in his early 60s. And in the 1980s, he co-founded the Hawaii Hemp Council and then proceeded to run for mayor after that. Ran for city council or county council in Hawaii in 1996. So not only is he a cannabis activist, but he's also somebody who's kind of been active in politics there as well. In June of 2000, he was ordained as a minister by the Religion of Jesus Church through the Universal Life Church. He received his license to perform marriages in the state of Hawaii as a cannabis sacrament minister and founded the THC ministry. In 2004, he failed in his election bid for mayor of Hawaii County. Christie ran the THC ministry in Hilo, Hawaii for 10 years.
Is Hawaii County all of the islands put together?
I don't know. I'm sure Google would answer that for you. I imagine they have more than one county.
Maybe Hawaii is, since it's the big island, it's that island.
Maybe so. According to the ministry's website, we use cannabis religiously, and you can too. For a $50 donation, a person could become a practitioner and receive a plaque, an affidavit of religious use, two ID cards, and seven sacramental plant tags. For $250, the donor would get a sanctuary kit, which also included the THC Ministry Cannabis and Religion Guide. According to Christy, we have cannabis here that people can donate for if they are blue card medical marijuana permit holders or members of the ministry. So you join the church, and you can then donate to the church and receive cannabis in return.
It would appear as though that the Hawaii has, you know, it has cities, and then the islands themselves are counties.
Got it. Roger Christie's cannabis ministry handed out free Aloha bags of marijuana to anyone who showed up at the end of their business day. Local residents and merchants complained to law enforcement authorities for several years about the ministry's practices, but to no avail.
Why complain?
Why
do you care?
Right. Well, there are these uppity people who believe they know what's best for you and think that you shouldn't be smoking cannabis.
I imagine a large percentage of these uppity people in this country drink alcohol.
But you're right.
And if I, you know, just imagine what it would be like for a second if I went to the police every day and I said, they are drinking and drinking is bad for you and I don't like it. Please do something about it.
Well, the police would throw you in jail at some point or another for harassing them.
It's ridiculous.
According to the Wikipedia post, on March 20th, 2010, federal agents raided the downtown sanctuary of Christie's Hawaii Cannabis Ministry, assisted by local police. Christie said authorities spent about 7 hours searching his home and ministry, starting around 6 a.m. He said the DEA, Internal Revenue Service, U.S. Postal Inspector, and U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service were involved in said search. Three-count indictment in June of 2010 charged him with conspiracy to manufacture, distribute, and possess with intent to distribute more than 100 marijuana plants, manufacturing marijuana, and possession with the intent to distribute 240 marijuana plants. He was arrested in July, so apparently they raided his place without arresting him. Then they arrested him later after the indictment, along with 13 others from the Big Island and charged with possession and sale of cannabis, according to court documents. They confiscated approximately 845 grams, or about 2 pounds, of processed marijuana in the apartment and more than $34,000 cash from the apartment and a bank safe deposit box. Just to let you know, your safe deposit box is not safe from federal government agents. The money
not
and
at all.
The apartment face possible, but Bitcoin, on the other hand,
it's actually illegal to put cash in a safe deposit box.
Really?
Yes, it is, because the government wants to tax you, so they don't want you hiding it.
I see.
But the thing is, as a bank employee, you're not allowed to look at the contents of somebody's box.
Correct.
So there's nothing you can do about it.
The money and the apartment face possible federal forfeiture. His arrest culminated a two-year investigation by federal and county law enforcement, during which they seized 2,296 marijuana plants and so on and so forth. Now, there's a post on his website here where he says, in a response to a newspaper article written about him, that he's talked to the U.S. attorney and DEA agents, and they've told him that he's fine. He says, do you know the former U.S. attorney for Hawaii, Ed Kubo, told me to my face twice that he had zero interest investigating or arresting me and that the THC ministry could proceed. He told me that, quote, we were good, unquote, that he was after meth or ice, not marijuana.
Wow.
More coming up in moments here, but bureaucrats can say whatever they want to you.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, exactly. 855-450-FREE says the same thing about the DEA. DEA agent Jesse Forney told him in 2000 that we're all good. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Those are two options for you to get your thoughts on the airwaves here. And you can join us, of course, online as well at freetalklive.com. Mobile site available for you and free, of course. Go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you're as excited about Bitcoins as we are here on Free Talk Live, you need to be at the Bitcoin 2013, the Future of Payments Conference. It's going to be in San Jose from May 17th through the 19th. We're going to be there broadcasting live. It's our first, it's our broadcast room premiere on the West Coast. We're excited. And it's going to be a great time. Please come on out and join us. You'll meet lots of folks from the avant-garde Bitcoin folks out there. There's not even terminology for what people are doing in Bitcoin.
They're innovating. How about that?
Yeah, innovators. Anyway, folks from Coinbase, Nerd Tribe, Facebook, They'll be out there telling you what they think the future of Bitcoins is going to be about. There'll be opportunities for people who are bold enough and have enough foresight to go out to this event. Networking opportunities. I'm sure that there'll be some jobs offered there, that kind of thing. This is an opportunity. This 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin.
Almost hit $200 today.
I think it's obvious to anybody who's paying attention that 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin. Either Bitcoin's going to go somewhere or it's not. If you don't think Bitcoin's going to go anywhere, don't go to this Bitcoin 2013 conference. But if you think Bitcoin has an opportunity to change the world, this is where you need to be. Bitcoin2013.com to get your tickets. We're going to be there. Please come out and say hi. Bitcoin2013.com. Also, they've got a t-shirt design contest that's on their website at Bitcoin2013.com.
It's running for one more week.
That's right.
And you could be designing what, the shirt for the event?
Basically the front of the shirt for the event.
Very cool.
So I'm not exactly sure what the prize situation is there, but,
Design on the front of the t-shirt?
Yeah, maybe. I would hope that there would be some kind of ticket involved, but, whatever.
Anyway, go to Bitcoin2013.com. We look forward to seeing you there. We go to the phones. Ramon is in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ramon.
What's going on, everyone? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
2 points I want to touch on tonight. First things first, a lot of people are unaware of the benefits of cannabis because they are the product of what we like to call propaganda.
Yes.
In the 30s, as you guys are probably well aware, and a lot of your listeners, I should say, William Randolph Hearst and people, who were interested in getting hemp illegal put a smear campaign out. Now 80 years later, we know the facts. We know they were all lies, but a lot of the children of the people who were manipulated by those lies are the grown-ups who are against cannabis now. So
it's true.
How do you guys feel about that? And I'll get on my next subject after you touch on it.
Well, I'm completely on board with what you're saying. It's absolutely true. Cannabis was prohibited in the 30s based on the activity of certain industrialists like Hearst and the DuPont Corporation. These are companies who lobbied very successfully Congress to prohibit hemp and by proxy cannabis, and they used all kinds of scary BS stories about cannabis and made up stuff and lied to people.
They made up stories about marijuana because if Congress would have known that cannabis was what we were talking about when it came to marijuana, they would have never made it illegal because cannabis was something that was used by doctors at the time.
Hmm. Certainly, there's no doubt that Congress people can be very ignorant, but either way, they told a bunch of lies, and they successfully pushed this legislation through. I heard somebody saying the other day, if cannabis were just now being discovered in some jungle somewhere, and it would be lauded as a miracle plant because it's so helpful for so many maladies.
Hmm. Yeah, so I had an idea on how to wake up a lot of people who are ignorant about the facts of cannabis, and, I kind of noticed that a common denominator with a lot of those people is that mainstream media is one of their friends. So I said, okay, how can I use that against them? So I started researching, and I found, a lot of YouTube videos of, different news corporations like Fox and NBC actually telling the truth about cannabis, talking about stories about 8-month-old babies with terminal tumors and brain tumors, and they get cannabis oil or hemp oil, and the tumors, they're like 99% gone. So if you can use those type of resources, like the information that they like to throw in our face against them, that'll be a really good tool in helping wake people up to the facts.
Yeah, there's so many facts and so much great information, so many interesting studies that have been done. Unfortunately, you can trot all of that stuff out. I've been to many of these cannabis hearings in New Hampshire. You can trot out all the studies and information that you want to, and all they have to do is trot out a couple police officers and a couple kids and have them say, have the kids especially say, we don't want to have cannabis legal and all these people at our school use it and we know it'll be worse if it's legal.
It's bad.
I saw an article today, and it was about some kid died somewhere, and the father is basically blaming cannabis for causing psychosis. Even though, so the title of the article is all about cannabis and how awful cannabis is, and it talks about how he's got a coke addiction in the article.
That's not good.
Wow. He's blaming cannabis, but the guy's got a coke addiction.
Yeah, and so he died, and so he blames cannabis for doing
ridiculous.
All.
Well, one thing certainly possible is that, you know, like every drug affects everybody differently.
That's true.
And the fact is that some people will see onsets of psychosis after using marijuana. But you really have to ask yourself, are these people pre-medicating for this, you know, the early aspects of this illness that they have? Mm. I mean, why is this happening? It's hard to say.
All I know is
I don't need to be punished in the same way that when the first grade teacher used to make us all put our heads down when one student talked.
Yeah.
It's not my it doesn't confront me.
Yeah, the vast majority of people are totally fine with their consumption of cannabis. That's why millions of Americans do it every day, and even more millions around the world, and people have been doing it for thousands of years. They found cannabis buried with, you know,
Egyptians and stuff,
King Tut or whatever. So there's all that, and then there's personal experiences. I mean, I know somebody who has seizures, and he found that by using cannabis oil, not smoking it, but using the oil version of it, cannabis oil, that it has eliminated like 99% of his seizures.
Yeah,
that's
Tommy
gotta be
Chung,
incredible.
Yeah, Tommy Chung recently just cured his terminal cancer with the cannabis treatment. And
that's amazing.
One of the amazing points you guys were talking about, and I got a little insight on, is the speedy trial. I don't know about where you guys are in New Hampshire, but in Miami, Florida, everybody I know stays away from it, because if you try to exercise your constitutional right and explain to them, like, yeah, I know I can have a speedy trial, what they'll do is, instead of, you know, offering you a plea and trying to take it easy on you, they'll try to punish you to the fullest extent of the law. I had a friend who got 40 years because he chose that option.
Thanks for your call tonight, Ramon. Appreciate the thoughts and the experience. 855, 450 free.
These are the guardians of our civil liberties. I mean, these are the people that we hire. I'm speaking in the parlance of what we were all taught in civics class. These are the people that we hired to protect us. And what are they doing when you want to use your civil rights? And I guess you're using it against the government in this case. When we want to use them, then they're going to go ahead and punish you further. I've watched this stuff happen. I've watched people be offered a plea deal and then take something to trial and essentially be punished in their in the trial for taking it to trial. Well, you've wasted our time. We've managed to use our little kangaroo court here to find you guilty, and we're going to go ahead and give you the most we can give you.
As if there could really be a time wasting in that sense. It's not like they're in any sort of hurry, and it's not like their work is ever done. I mean, they go to work every day and they do the same thing, right? They just process people in, out, in, out.
But what they don't do is trials, and they hate them.
It's true. 855 453, the SACL CAI toll free line. We've gotten enough time for your thoughts, and maybe we'll sneak an email in here in a moment as well. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Also, join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. There is more Free Talk Live coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172, for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves. It's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. In studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Hey, you can hear Julia over on a radio show that she does. She is a gangster over at PukeAndTheGang.com. What did you all talk about this weekend, if you can tell us, without violating FCC rules?
Well, we talked about a bidet. Somebody that we know here in Keene was inspired by the poop anxiety show that we did, mm-hmm. and he purchased a bidet, and he told us all about how awesome it was.
I know who this was. Then you were your guest on the show.
Yeah. So we talked about that, and we talked about how it's healthier to squat when you do that
when
business.
When you evacuate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
this is science, folks.
Right. It's science. Exactly.
I mean, you weren't made to sit on a porcelain seat and use the bathroom. You were designed to squat in the woods someplace.
Well, apparently, doctors who deal with patients that have serious colon issues, like, demand that they squat. Mm. Like, it's a huge problem. It's a huge cause of a lot of these problems, like hemorrhoids and things like that, is because that muscle is pinched, basically, so it's harder for the stuff to come out. Wow. So they have, actually, they have products you can buy. Like, you could just get a simple stool.
What was
they
the have, stool thing called that you showed
yeah,
me?
Yeah, they have a really cute little one called Squatty Potty that you can get at SquattyPotty.com. And it actually goes, like, around your toilet so you can tuck it underneath so it's not so tacky. And you just pull it out pull it when out. You use it.
I thought it was really sharp, and it was like, what, 20 yeah, bucks
they have
or something?
Fun little video. Yeah, I think it was 30 bucks. They have nicer versions for like 80 if you want it to be fancy. Or you could just use a stool.
So, there he goes.
Like a footstool.
Yeah. You mentioned trying to get your like partner to adopt this. Yeah, there it is. I think it's bamboo, classic, or eco?
You know, smart. I've never done that before, but I have noticed, like, if you lean forward, if you're having trouble, it's easier. So, like, to me, that makes sense, and I don't know. I was thinking about getting one because
I say do it. I mean, I'm
and I like to give money to businesses that I think are like creative and you know doing good work. So like 30 bucks, I might get one.
Apparently, GCN is running ads for the Squatty Potty, which I wasn't even aware of. So
awesome.
Good to know. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Apparently, that muscle is the puborectalis muscle. And, you know, you're just not made to do this.
So yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing how wrong some modern things are. And basically, what this Squatty Potty product shows is that toilets are just designed wrong.
They weren't designed by doctors or kinesthesiologists. They were designed by plumbers.
Right?
I mean, let's be serious.
Let's go to the phones. Helen's on the line listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hi. I hate to change the subject because there's no
please do.
I'd rather talk about than hemorrhoids and bowel movements.
It's important.
It's very important to be able to eliminate without pain or blockage. Go ahead.
Please change the subject.
So I'm not going with the flow here. But go back to the banking.
The what? I'm sorry. Say again.
The banking issue. I'm almost certain, and I didn't do get on the computer and do a search on this. But if you, the IRS stands for Internal Revenue Service, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
quite a service they offer too.
Yeah, that's great service. Yeah. But if you had money, like, under your mattress or in a safety deposit box, you don't see any columns there for you to fill out that you have that because it isn't accruing revenue. It's not making interest. And, like, let's say, like, if you were a misfortune of being a crime victim or something and you won a lawsuit, none of that is taxable because that's considered damages. So you get all that money tax-free, and if you feel like sticking it in the safety deposit box, you can do that tax-free.
You can, but Julia used to work at a bank.
So I worked at a bank, and it's against the rules. And so here's the thing. Yes, you're right that if you have cash under your bed, there's no way they're going to find it, and so it can't be taxed theoretically. However, they would rather that cash be in a bank account so that they can
take it.
Take it, exactly.
Yeah,
But
when you rent a safety deposit box, they don't know what you have in there.
Yes, you know? I worked at a bank, and that's what I was saying earlier, is that you're technically not allowed to do it, but the banker is also not allowed to know what's in your box. So even if they saw you put it in there, they can't say anything. Sometimes we would have people come in, and they would come to my teller station, and they would take out $10,000, and then they would go to the door and say, okay, bring me out back. I need to go to my safety deposit box. So obviously I know what they're doing, but I can't do anything. Not that I would even want to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just something that is allowed to happen because it's kind of.
Because it's not accruing interest. The revenue would be the interest.
I get what you're saying, Helen. I mean, the bank lady is here
IRS
in the studio.
Isn't interested. This is a law. This would be a law.
Right. We're just letting you know the lady who worked at the bank is here with us, and she's telling you that it's not legal for you to put cash in a safe deposit box, but it doesn't matter because no one can prove it otherwise. The only way they'll ever find out there's cash in there is if the government comes after you and raids your safety deposit box, in which case they'll take it all. Helen, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Email from Missy. She says, hey, I hope it's cool for me to email with a question. I don't want to call the show because I have friends that... Did I just say her name? I did just say her name. I did just say her name, didn't I?
Well, I assume. Yeah, I mean...
You probably shouldn't read the rest
of this. This is why you don't give names on the air. You love to give people's names on the air.
I probably shouldn't read this email then. Yeah, never mind. I'll have to email her privately on this. It was a good question, though. So, 855 453.
I wanted to hear it,
I'm sorry. I'll share it with you after the show. So maybe we could ask the question at a later time on the air and then not tie it together with her and change the names to protect the innocent. That's what we can do.
Is that all you can do?
But not now. Here's some other good news for you. Good news in regards to the cannabis world. Because we talked about some really bad news with cannabis, with the THC minister being held in prison for 3 years before even going to trial this summer in Hawaii. Our friend Rich Paul is looking at 81 years in prison for allegedly selling some cannabis. Well, a little bit of good news out of North Carolina, where Steve Marlowe had his case dismissed. According to FEJA.org, the Fully Informed Jury Association, the North Carolina man was arrested in Florida for simple marijuana possession and was headed to court. Marlowe uses marijuana medicinally and was arrested for possessing a mere 19 grams. He heroically refused a plea deal and opted instead to plead his case before a jury, risking a potential sentence of a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. Lucky for him, it was 19 grams. In Florida, if I'm recalling correctly, if you have 21 grams, then it's a felony. Then you're looking at 3 to 7 years in prison for the same plant.
An ounce is 28 grams, right?
That's correct.
So
street ounce is 28 grams.
Yeah. Right. So just to put that into perspective for people who don't know, an ounce is very acceptable for personal use. I don't smoke marijuana anymore, and I haven't for years, but when I used to, I always bought an ounce just for me.
And then you just kind of keep it around?
Right, it's because if you smoke it all the time, you don't want to have to continually buy eighths. I mean, you'll be buying weed every day. That's retarded.
You pay less. You've got less traffic as far as moving the product around.
Well, and you've got less transactions. Like, if I'm doing something that's dangerous, I would rather do it less.
Makes sense. You said smoke it all the time. I'm... you know, really not familiar with how long and how far an ounce will go. I haven't purchased a lot of marijuana. How long will that last one?
I don't even know if I remember. I want to say like a month maybe, or I mean,
it can last a while. Sure.
It could last a long time depending on, I would say that I used to smoke like an eighth a week. That would be my guess. Okay. And so that's 8 weeks, but you know, if people come over and want to smoke, then you're packing bowls for more than just you. And so, like, I probably bought an ounce a month.
Okay.
Marlowe's case has been dismissed after 5 months and 3 court dates. He asked through his YouTube channel for his jurors to nullify the law and believes the government was afraid to take the case before a jury and decided that it didn't want the hassle. He encourages everyone to stand up and be counted when they can by stating that they are not guilty. Congratulations to Steve for his victory. So this is another bit of good news coming out of Florida. Again, he's from North Carolina.
I tend to think that Florida is not scared of you advocating for the nullification of the law. I tend to think that Florida probably just said, this isn't worth us taking this to trial, and so therefore they just let it go.
Maybe. You know, you might be right about that.
To try to interpret what these government bureaucrats are doing at any given time is very, very difficult.
Maybe they just had a good day.
Maybe they just lost the paperwork.
Well, the fact is they just dropped the case against the Jordans.
And that's awesome.
For the medical marijuana case. And this wasn't even a medical case. This was just a dude who, you know, older guy, getting high. And they didn't go after him either.
I'm glad.
So they must have been, for whatever reason, they didn't want to go to trial.
I don't want them to.
And he didn't take the plea deal, so he got to have that happen. That's one of the things that can happen if you don't take a plea. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.